After their first setback of the season, Chi High knew the road wouldn't get any easier in the Big Rivers Conference as they headed west to face the rival Mustangs of Menominee.
4-wide for Menominee on 3rd and 8. Back to pass, Trayson Witt going right side. High catch.
Yes.
The intercept at the 20, 25. Down the sideline, 30, 35,
Jackson
40,
Google.
45, 50. Jackson Google, his fourth interception of the season. And Chi High stymies a six-minute drive by the Mustangs with no points on the scoreboard.
Chi High a 3rd and 11.
As they come out of the timeout. Mason Von Hayden, great fake, rolling out to his right. Spins out of one tackle. Now he's in trouble. Throws right side. He's got a man inside the 25-yard line to the 20 and barreled down at the 16-yard line. That's a first down on the reception. The big tight end, Grady Frederick. Back to pass. Trayson Witt flushed out to his right. He's hit. He's sacked. He's taken back inside the 50-yard line. Oh, what a hit. A loss of 12 on the play.
Davis Bromizel did a tremendous job of coming off the edge, and that was really set up. Tanzer did a great job of disrupting the quarterback, not allowing him to throw the football, and then Davis came from the other edge and put a great hit on the quarterback.
Von Hayden back to pass, flushed out to his left, throws it deep down the sideline. Mason Howard running under it, makes the catch all the way down to the 20-yard line of Menominee. The biggest play of the night for Chi High, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone, and no flags on the play.
The 6-yard line. First and goal. Double wing, double tight, far hash. Left side. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman following his blocking. Bangs his way inside the two to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Really nice run. He's lined up in the right wing back, gets the pitch, comes to the left side of the offensive line, hits off a defender, does a spin, and lunges into the end zone. Really nice job by the offensive line to give him a crease, and Dawson Goodman sniffed the end zone, was not going to be denied.
From the 34, a great play in the backfield. Wesley Tanzer absolutely upends Steele Schaefer. Number 5 against number 5. And our guy wins that stop. 4th and 7, Menominee. At the 19-yard line, back to pass, Trayson Witt. He's got a clean pocket. He throws right side, tipped in the air, knocked out of bounds. Turnover on downs. And the Cardinal offense will take over, and a little life remains here at Williams Stadium. There's 3:53 on the clock. 4th and 3 for the Menominee Mustangs. The Chi High defense trying to turn the Mustangs over on downs twice in a row. Different starting formation and direct snap to Steele Schaefer, and Schaefer is hit in the backfield and dropped. Another turnover on downs on 2 consecutive possessions, and that was Sweepelhofer, the first to the ball.
3rd and 1 for the Cards with a minute 27 left, trailing 20-7. They're at the 32-yard line. Low snap, right side pass from Von Hayden. Cutting back up the field for a first down. It's Howard, and Howard's loose. He reverses direction. 20, 15, 10, 5. Race to the pylon to the end zone. Touchdown from 32 yards out. Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard, and the Cards still have life.
Mason Houdini Howard.
Chi High, a furious rally in the second half, but they fall. Your final score, the Menominee Mustangs 20, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14.
2 wins in a row, 2 losses in a row. And now, the Cards face a revitalized Eau Claire North team as the Huskies look to start a winning streak of their own. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Jesus come.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Good evening and welcome to Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. An overcast afternoon and evening. Rain has fallen before. It's dry at least for the time being, and we welcome you here to Chippewa Falls Senior High School for this Big Rivers Conference matchup between your 2-2 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 1-3 Huskies of Eau Claire North. I'm Caleb Swenson. Dave Check has the night off. Alan Dunham joining me in the booth here tonight as Chi High looking to break their two-game conference losing streak, but that does not compare to the conference losing streak that was just snapped last Friday night by this Eau Claire North Huskies team. 46 games in a row North had lost in the Big Rivers Conference before they blanked Superior 21-0 last Friday night. That was the first victory for Eau Claire North since September 26th, 2014. Perhaps ironically, the last conference victory for this Eau Claire North team came against Chippewa Falls 27-20. Under first-year head coach Matt McGinnis, Eau Claire North 1-3 on the year, but their losses by 10 points, 3 points, then 18, a setback against Eau Claire Memorial before finally breaking through against Superior 21-0. But in those first two losses against La Crosse Central and La Crosse Logan respectively, they put up 28 points in each of those games, which is a notable difference from some of the North teams we've seen in years past when they really struggled to score. And again, it just seemed like a wave of momentum as North would hit the field hard, but things would just go against them. They'd struggle to score, some turnovers, and the defense would struggle stopping the opponent. And you'd see a lot of those running clock situations against Eau Claire North. Not this year's Huskies team. And Coach McGinnis, we'll talk to him in a minute here in the Culver's Kickoff Show, really working to change that culture from the ground up. Coach Rakovich mentioned this as well in our interview with him. You know the North Huskies have athletes at their school. Once those athletes start buying into this football program, participating in the football program, you're really going to see a change in this football team, and we're starting to see glimmers of that from Eau Claire North, but hoping that conference winning streak that North started last week ends here against Chippewa Falls. Chi High is 2-2. Of course, they won their first two non-conference games 38-7 against Holman on the road and 35-21 here against DC Everest before falling here at home 17-7 to Hudson, and then by a single score 20-14 at Menominee last Friday night. We'll step out for 3 minutes, be back after this on the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Join us live on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, and watch and listen to tonight's BRC game on Cardinal TV. Subscribe CFHS Media on YouTube. Thank you to Dawson Halverson, keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO home base in Halley, and to my left, Chris Perry, running the Cardinal live stream. We're back in 3 minutes. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High football.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
When you're cheering on the Chi High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High football.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned. I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Nguyen and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Nguyen Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Nguyen Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Nguyen Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. An overcast Friday night here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The Eau Claire North Huskies visit your Chi-Hi Cardinals. We're here with first-year head coach Matt McGinnis of Eau Claire North. Coach, obviously the big storyline, 46-game conference losing streak snaps, 21-0 defeat of Superior. What was the message to your team afterward? Because you were putting up points. You were competitive in those first three games to finally see these boys break through. What'd you say to them afterward?
Just told them, you know, that's what we can do when we put a full game together. But also, you know, kind of reminded them, you know, we won one high school football game, you know, so it's time to get back at it. And, you know, the old saying of you're only as good as your next game, you know, so kind of turned our attention to this one.
Coach, what have you and your staff been doing just in terms of the culture of this football team? Obviously, we know the athletics at Eau Claire North are strong in so many sports, and yet football has struggled. What have you tried to implement?
You know, I think just trying to, you know, it's a big buzzword, but just building that culture, you know, in your program of guys who are bought in and guys who want to be here and see success of the program, you know, and just setting a standard. And then holding that standard.
And finally, when you look at your opponent tonight, of course, Chi-Hi North haven't met since 2019 because of all the COVID complications. But Chi-Hi, I mean, you usually know what they're going to do under head coach Chuck Rakovich. What do you see in this year's team, though?
Yeah, I mean, they're a lot of the same. I mean, they're big, they're physical, and they do what they do very, very well, you know. So they're going to be it's going to be a huge test for our kids. And to just kind of see where we are as a team and where we're at as a program.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's head coach Matt McGinnis of Eau Claire North. Back after this with Coach Rako. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set, hut. One.
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two.
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three.
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four.
Free mobile service.
Five.
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six.
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown.
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls in Menominee.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Now hiring. We are back at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. It's Chi High against North, a matchup that hasn't happened since 2019. Here with head coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards. Coach, two wins in a row, two losses in a row. What do you tell the boys about how tough it is week to week in the Big Rivers? A lot of your upperclassmen, they know this, and yet I know you said last week you wanted to see them take the field in a different fashion.
Well, this is a special league. This Big Rivers Conference, from the top to the bottom, can play with anybody, you know, which we've already proven. And there is no week off. You got to be prepared every week, not only physically but mentally, and Not saying we weren't for Hudson. I think we were ready for Hudson. We made a few mistakes, two big plays that, you know, turned into touchdowns for them that, you know, maybe shouldn't have happened. But last week I just thought, and I think everybody was shocked in the state with Menominee going 0-2, and everybody thinking, well, Menominee's not a very good team this year. And I think our kids bought into that. And I think they went over there thinking that, if we just play an average game, we'll be all right. But Menominee's never going to be down. They're never going to be an average team. They're always going to be above average. So I think our kids are surprised, and by the time they figured it out, the score was 14-20, but time ran out.
Coach, when you look at North, obviously you haven't seen them for a few years, but they broke a 46-game conference losing streak. Even before that, they were putting up some points. This seems like a North team that's maybe turned a page.
Oh, they have. You know, people have said for years, geez, they win in hockey. They win in baseball. They win in basketball. Well, now they got all those kids coming off for football. They got their athletes playing football, and they've got good athletes. They're a good team.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you and your boys bounce back here tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Sounds good, Caleb. Good luck to you up there.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls, D.C., weekdays from 10 to 3, or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassandMirror.com.
We'll be back with Game Time right after this, back on WOGU Sports after this.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
As we finish up the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, it's just about time for another Friday night underneath the lights here at Dre Field in Chippewa Falls. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, Alan Dunham. The honor is yours. What does Chi High need to do to snap their two-game losing streak and make sure the Huskies' winning streak ends at one?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say it's a beautiful night for football, and, you know, it wouldn't be a Friday night this season without rain. We've gotten that. But I was watching North come out. They were very excited. They were confident. They look like they are a team that really wants to win the game, whereas I've seen some years where they've gotten off the bus already with a defeated look on their face. So they came in here confident. Chi High as well, lots of energy on the field here. It's going to be a great night for football. I think this is going to be a close game. And so for Chi High, it's not playing down to your opponents, coming out with a lot of energy, attacking them, getting some points early on the board to build their confidence, and then limiting the big play. So Chi High is going to really try to run the football, which is their kind of bread and butter, double tight end, double wing, and get the run game going.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, where you'll find a friend. Subi Mason has it on the tee. Chi High will be kicking left to right right to left, rather, as we begin here from Duray and Chippewa Falls. Subi, the run-up and the boot, high end over end, carrying to the far sideline. Good to have you with us as this kickoff trickles out of bounds. And not quite what Shy High was hoping for on the opening kick, but that defense will step out on the field for the first time tonight against the Huskies and look to get the ball back to the offense very quickly. Eau Claire North in their traveling white uniforms with the jet black pants. Looks like they have some matte black helmets and, of course, that Carolina blue or powder blue accents and numerals. Chi High resplendent in their home crimson jerseys with the matte black helmets and the CF insignia, jet black pants, jet black numerals with the white piping and the red accents on the sides of the pants as well. First and 10 from the 35 for Eau Claire North as we begin.
Subi's been doing the little pooch kick towards the sideline, and it worked out really well a couple weeks ago, but this time it went out of bounds. So Eau Claire North will be starting with the ball on the 25-yard line.
Eau Claire North will be directed at quarterback.
35-yard line, excuse me.
I believe James Jarzynski is going to get the start. And we are set and ready to begin. And this is a North team that put up 28 points apiece in their first two games. Losing efforts, but close games. Then 21-0 blanking Superior last week. Twin receivers left. Man in motion in the backfield. Clapping for the ball, the give off the right side. A little running room there for number two, James Jarzynski. He's the tailback, the 5'9", 190-pound senior.
Chi High runs essentially a 3-4 defense with the outside linebackers playing in the line of scrimmage. And they ran to the right side. Really nice job by Davis Bromeisel to chop it down.
Gain of four. Twin receivers to the right. And Jarzynski, the tailback, on second and six. Chi High showing blitz. They'll bring it. Jarzynski runs right into the teeth of it, and he is driven back at the 40-yard line. Big hit on the play. One of the first hats there was Nathan Drevis.
Yeah, read post, and Davis Bromeisel, really good job double-teaming on that. Again, it was a handoff to the right side, and we'll see if that's a trend that they like to do. It's the short side of the field in this case, and the defense responded really well immediately, just, I think, a gain of one or maybe two.
Jackson Kine comes into the game, the 5'11 senior for North. Third and four. Chi High trying to get off the field. Kine, again, not coming into the game, I'll excuse myself, but just coming back to his quarterback position after getting the play call from the sideline. Kine fakes it. He's going to keep it himself left side. Now flip it right side. He's got his man, big man, right at the line to gain at the 45 up to the 46, and that should be a first down coming out of the backfield. Gavin Kolesky, the 6-foot, 240-pound fullback.
It looks like he hurt his ankle on that play. Dawson Goodman came up from the secondary position to make the tackle. They needed four, and they got 5 yards on that play. It was just a fullback fake inside run and then a little flare pass out into enough gain for a first down.
Trey Goss and Carter Burns, the split receivers, both to the right side. First and 10 from the 46 for North. Two men in the backfield with Kine, the quarterback. Still on the Chi High side of the 50, kind of a misty overcast night. Kine going to keep it himself off the right side. He's upended and falls down, flies Superman style up to the 48. Good hit there on the play.
Yeah, look at that. It was Tanzer, number five, playing the defensive end in this. And he was getting blocked, and he reached out with an arm and got legs, which that would have had at least 10 more yards on that play if he does not make that play. Nice job.
We already can see that Jackson Kine has some speed.
And they run a lot of read option where the quarterback either gives a fake handoff or, you know, gives it or keeps it, and he's making a lot of reads here.
Three wide, twins left, single receiver right. Kine will send the receiver on the right in motion left to right. Jet sweep look. They're going to give it to him. He evades one man in the backfield, turning the corner at the 50-yard line, ushered out of bounds. That's Trey Goss. They like to get the ball in his hands, usually through the air. And he turned a 4-yard loss into about a 2-yard gain.
That was Wesley Tanzer that got him in the backfield, at least slowed him down, at least the defense get around quicker. But that was a jet sweep type action. Wide receiver starts in motion, comes right in front of the quarterback, takes the handoff, and then jets across to the edge to try to get as much as he can.
It'll be a third and three. Twin receivers to the left, tailback to the right of Jackson Kine, wing back as well. Man in motion left to right. High snap. It's deep in the backfield. Kine going to fall on it inside the 40-yard line all the way back to the 38. And so North on a manageable third down is now going to be punting as they send themselves deep into Chi-High into their own territory with a bad snap.
Yeah, you called it. The snap went over the quarterback's head. He had no chance on it. Good pursuit by the Chi-High defense. All the quarterback could do is lay on the football. A big loss for them, and something to keep track of there. That's almost like a turnover.
Looks like Mason Howard will be returning at least the opening punt here tonight. He's standing at his own 22-yard line. Dawson Goodman is running back out onto the field as one of the upbacks. Speaking of Dawson Goodman, let's make sure we give our Grandma Gadel shout-out right away. Sophie Gadel, Dawson's grandma, is in the crowd tonight. Heavy pressure from Chi-High. Little knuckleball punt that's going to take a hop into the north sideline just as it crosses the 50, and Chi-High will start first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. After the defense bent a little bit, and then North shooting themselves in the foot on that opening drive at least, and Chi-High, fantastic starting field position. Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Chi-High will start with a gift to Mason Howard on the crisscross, and Howard is hit in the backfield and taken down right at the line of scrimmage. He may have scrimmed forward for one, but a nice stop there by Ryan Hull, the 5'9 senior.
Yeah, nice job. A crisscross play, as you said, and Howard was trying to get to the outside, and the cornerback did a really nice job coming up.
Chi-High going Temple, though. Crisscross on the other side into North territory for the first time tonight, crossing the 50 and down to the 47.
Mason Tester.
And Chi-High's going Temple here, immediately back to the line after that carry by Tester. Double wing, double tight, Mason Von Hayden, the senior quarterback. Give to the fullback this time. Dodging, dancing, pushing ahead, first down and four.
Now touchdown.
He goes 20, 15, 10, 5, and just inside the 5-yard line, drugged down from behind.
Nathan Drevis from the B-back position. They went left back, right back, and this time to the middle back. He broke two or three tackles, got into the clear. I thought for sure he was going to have a touchdown, but he got chased down at the 5-yard line. A great opening series here by Chi-High.
About a 42-yard run there by Nathan Drevis. First and goal from the 5. Chi-High quickly back to the line. Flip left side. That's Mason Howard. Howard finds a hole, pushing toward the end zone. He's cut down right at the 1-yard line. Second and goal from the 1 coming up for Chi-High.
Really nice blocking by the offensive line there. They got some push. Mason Howard was able to lean forward, get down to the 1-yard line. Now just second and goal from the 1.
Cards took a little bit of time to score last week against Menominee. Trying to score in the first half of the first quarter here tonight. Double wing, double tight. Second and goal from the 1. Early movements from the tight end on the left side, and that will back Chi-High up 5. Give us time to give a shout-out to the student section. Not only are they absolutely filling up a quarter of the bleachers over here, but apparently it's a Christmas out tonight, and so the number of Santa hats and kids who literally have Christmas lights that are glowing, and someone brought a Christmas tree and a boombox, and they were singing Mariah Carey, and this is a great student section. I see a couple of Grinches out there as well. I love these kids. I love these kids and their energy.
In response, Eau Claire North is doing a hick out.
Chi-High give off the left side. That's Drevis. And Tester diving into the end zone from 6 yards out, finds a crease and scores. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
I said it the play previously in this play as well. That was wonderfully blocked. A great lane for Tester to run through. And he did a great job following his blocks and diving into the end zone.
7:08 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Chi-High. Subi Mason for the PAT. Placement. The kick is low but good, and it's 7-0 Chi-High with 7:08 to play. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease. Dr. Nguyen and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Nguyen Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Nguyen Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Nguyen Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. A quick mea culpa on my part. That was Mason Howard, not Mason Tester. I got the first name right, not the last name. Howard with a 6-yard scamper, and it's 7-0 Chi High. Subi Mason, high kick carrying inside the 20-yard line, trickling toward the sideline. It's going to bounce at the 10-yard line, and there's Trey Goss. Goss has room. Goss down the sideline, steps out of bounds at about the 36, and he has some speed to burn. Trayton Goss. So Mason Howard, the 6-yard TD run as Chi High marches right down the field after fantastic starting field position given to them by their defense, but also by a North mistake.
You can't ask for a better start. North gets one first down, gets stopped on the second series, punt the ball to Chi High. Chi High, like you said, up tempo, speed plays, and they're able to score.
First and 10, North from their own 37. Kine gives right up the middle. That's a new ball carrier this time, number 30. It looked to be Jack Gordman, sophomore, 5'9", 155.
Read post, Nathan Drevison on the tackle. And this is something we didn't hear a lot of last week, where the defensive linemen were in making the plays. This time they're shedding the blocks. They're getting in on the tackle, which is a really good sign for the defense. When your D linemen are making most of the tackles, that's when your defense is really doing well.
Second and 10 from their own 37 for Eau Claire North. Twin receivers to the right, one wing back to the left, single tailback with Jackson Kine, the senior quarterback. Trenton Goss in motion left to right. Kine going to call his own number up the middle. He tries to make one man miss and is drugged down across the 40 and up to the 41. So he tried to create a little space. Neglected to tell you that the Cards, right before that touchdown, were in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Thank you for joining us tonight on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Chris Perry keeping the Chi High live stream going smoothly. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO home base in Halley. Subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube if you'd like to watch and listen to our Chi High football games, home games throughout the season. Third and 5, Eau Claire North from their own 41. Man in motion, left, right, jet sweep action. The give to that man off the left side. Turning the corner at the 45, very close to a first down. That was Ryan Conlin, 5'8", 140, another senior. And Conlin will move the chains. He got it by about half a yard. Lindstrom on the tackle for Chi High. And again, this is a physical bunch for North, Allen, and you can see they're playing with some confidence offensively.
Yeah, they are. They've got a nice offense. They run it well. It's just a matter of if they can get some push from their line against this tough Chi High defense.
First and 10 from the 47, their side of the 50 for North. Four wide. Right side pass, caught in the backfield, 45-50. Big collision right in front of the Chi High sideline as Carter Burns, the junior, made the catch, and he'll get... Well, they may give him the Chi High 49. Call it a gain of four. Now they'll mark it back inside the 50. So still in North territory right now. Call it a second and 7. Again, four wide. Goss and Burns split to the left and twin receivers to the right as well for Jackson Kine, the senior signal caller. Delayed handoff right up the middle, bashing his way inside the 45-yard line and down to the 44 for a gain of 6. That was Cam Olson, 5'9", 185, the junior. Some rotation.
That was the first time that I've seen it well blocked for the fullback. run on that case, which is the first option for the quarterback, is the handoff to the fullback. And there was a nice seam created by the offensive lineman on that carry, and he got 4 yards.
Burns right, Goss to the left. Third and one, North. Kine going to call his own number off left guard, and Kine with a burst inside the 40-yard line. First down and room to spare all the way down to the 37.
Linebacker blitzed that time by Mason Minarski, who's a very good tackler, but just chose the wrong hole there, and the quarterback was able to elude him in the backfield. And nice burst of speed to get up and create a first down.
Clary made the stop. 4:31 to go first quarter. Chi-High leading 7-0 here at home against Eau Claire North. But the Huskies driving. First and 10 from the Chi-High 37. Single receivers left and right. From the pistol, Kine going to give it off the left side. And that is Cam Olson again. And Olson not finding a lot of room inside the 35. Hit and dropped at the 33, but still a gain of 4.
Yeah, they're finding... Now they're getting a little bigger chunks on those plays where it used to be 1 and 2 yards. Now they're getting 3, 4, and 5 yards. They're getting some push by the offensive line, that time a pulling guard. And the running back did a nice job just being patient behind him and getting what he could.
Olson averaging 5.7 yards per carry coming into this game. Second and 6, the give to Olson again. Olson following his blocking inside the 30-yard line, tripped up, and he'll be stopped just inside the 30. Now they may change the spot. Wow. So the official on the near side was about 2 yards different from what the far side official saw. So it'll end up being a third and one with the ball at the 28.
And that was Mason Minarski from his inside linebacker position making that. It looked like Mason was getting tackled, but he was able to tackle the ball carrier as well.
Another third down for the North offense. They've been good on third down so far, other than that mishap on their opening drive with the snap over Kine's head. Third and one from the Chi-High 28. Chi-High showing pressure, and they're going to hit Kine in the backfield and snap him down for a loss.
That time on his inside linebacker blitz, Mason Minarski slowed down his feet and made a sure tackle on the quarterback. A great call by the defense and a really well executed by Mason Minarski.
Goodness gracious, he was at the quarterback almost as the QB got the snap. So now it'll be a fourth and 4. Big opportunity here for the Chi-High defense to get off the field and keep momentum firmly on their side, leading 7-0.
I would guess this time they'll get out to the edge.
North 4th and 4 from the Chi-High 31. Kine calls for the ball. Going to roll out to the right side, flip it right side. High pass in and out of his intended receiver's hands. Turnover on downs. It's Chi-High football.
Yeah, that was a long enough pass play for the first down. Number 40 is tight end. Pass was just a little bit too high for him, and it squirted through his hands, fortunately. And it's a turnover on downs, and Chi-High will be back on offense.
I don't have a 40 on the roster. 41 is Noah Gust, who's 6'3", 250, and a senior. So body size would be similar, but the jersey number doesn't match up. 2:26 on the clock here in quarter number one from Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Listen to the game on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. First and 10 from the 31 for Chi-High. Give right up the middle and actually squirting it out right side and finding a little room. There was Drevis, and I don't know how Drevis got out of that scrum in the middle of the field, but got about 3 extra yards at the end of that play.
Yeah, that was a nice effort. It was just a big amoeba pile, and he bounced off and went to the edge.
Gain of 6. Chi-High right back to the line. Flip right side. That is Mason Tester. Tester finds a crease across the 40-yard line. First down up to the 46. A gain of 9 as Chi-High moving with pace and precision.
It's a nice feeling as a running back when you get the ball and you can see an open lane to run through. Great job by the offensive line.
Cards right back to the line. First and 10 from the 46, under 2 minutes to play here, first quarter. Man in motion. It's dropped in the backfield. That's Mason Howard. Ball is kicked. Still loose. Chi-High trying to dive on it, but North gets there first. Oh, my goodness. The pitch to Mason Howard, and that touched 2 or 3 pairs of Chi-High hands, but no one could get to the football. And the Huskies will take over at the 36-yard line, first turnover of the game.
It looked to me like, you know, it was a decent pitch, but sometimes when you're getting success, you see what other people are doing. You want to make a big play, and you start looking ahead before you secure the football, and it ends up hitting the turf, and then bad things happen with that oblong football bouncing around, and North was able to recover it.
1:46 to play, first quarter, 7-0 Chi High. But now Eau Claire North will start first and 10 from the Chi High 36 with four wide. Twins left and right for Jackson Kime, the senior quarterback. Chi High showing blitz. The give right up the middle, and that's a big crease for a first down inside the 30 to the 25, down to the 24, a gain of 12. That's Cam Olson.
Yeah, that was just a simple straight dive where they've been having some success. The times that Chai has been stopping that middle play has been on a linebacker blitz, but that time there was no resistance in the middle, and he was able to get a first down run.
First and 10 from the 24 of Chi High, knocking on the door of the red zone, the Eau Claire North Huskies. Four wide again, give up the middle again. That's James Jarzynski, 5'9", 190, the senior. He's their second leading ball carrier. Not a lot there. He averages 3.7 per tote, 154 yards, but three touchdowns on the season coming into this game.
That was really good hustle by Jace Zwiefhofer coming from the other defensive tackle position to run him down and make that tackle after a gain of three. Otherwise, that was going to be another nice gainer.
Second and 7, North, ball on the far hash. Now they'll go twin receivers, but singled out left and right. Pistol look for Kine on second and 7. Give to Jarzynski. Jarzynski finds another gap outside the numbers, 20-15, and down almost to the 10. They may mark him out at the 11. Either way, it's a North first down on a gain of 10 yards. Call it 11. And it looks like first and goal now for Eau Claire North.
I'm not sure what adjustments North has maybe made in their blocking schemes, but they're having a lot more success. Where early on, Chi High defense was stymieing them from our line, and now the opposite, where North is having success getting push.
Again, the ball on the far hash, first and goal from the 10-yard line for Eau Claire North, trying to tie this game. The give to Cam Olson, and Olson is hit and stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, he may have lost a yard back to the 11, and that could end the first quarter. Head coach for North, of course, is Matt McGinnis, who started out here in Chi High that 2015 season where the Cards made it within a whisker of the state tournament.
At that time, it was back to the good start the Chi High had defensively, being very stout on the point of attack and stuffing that run immediately.
That will end quarter number one. After 12 minutes complete, your score, Chi High 7, Eau Claire North 0. Back in 60 seconds, this is Cardinal Football on Bogo Sports and Cardinal TV.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Teams will switch sides here on a mist-filled night at DeRay in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. In the broadcast booth, Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream, CFHS Media for Cardinal TV on YouTube. Dawson Halverson at the controls back at the WOGO studios in Halley. It's a 7-0 lead for Chi High. Eau Claire North with a second and goal from the 11-yard line as we switch sides. They're now moving right to left.
This is a wonderful football setting here at Chi High tonight at Doré Field.
Jackson Kine will fake the snap. He's going to roll out to his right. Heavy pressure, being pursued, and he's tripped up but still manages to keep his feet. Skips out of bounds. Actually, he's still fighting. He did not step out. He dives into the end zone for a touchdown as flags fly all over the place, I believe, after the score. But now there's a little extracurricular activity going on. I believe they called it touchdown North, and then we may see dead ball personal foul on which team, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it happened on the other side of the field, so it's really hard to tell what happened. But on the play, the quarterback rolled out, got outside of our defensive end, and then ran over two defenders as he went to the pylon, and then maybe there was a late hit or something like that at the end. Really nice individual effort by the quarterback.
So we'll wait for the indication here as North will wait for the PAT. The days of shutting out a North team, the days of running clock seem to be in the past as Coach Matt McGinnis has really started to put his mark on this team. We all know the type of athletes that are at Eau Claire North, and you see them in hockey, you see them in basketball, you see them in baseball, their wrestling program, and now some of those athletes taking the football field. And this is an Eau Claire North squad that tasted success last week, and they want to come to Chi High and extend that winning streak. Still a conference from the officials. We have 11:51 on the clock. That was the first play of the second quarter. Right now it's 7-6 Chi High with the PAT coming up. The kicker is Ryan Conlin. He's 5'8", 140, a senior. It looks like Kine will be the holder.
It seemed like one of the receivers, I think number 14 for the North, was involved in that. You know, when you're blocking for your quarterback, sometimes you block too long or block in a way that somebody doesn't appreciate, and there could have been some retaliation.
So if you could hear that, hopefully we were able to pick it up for you. So that's Thomas Clary and then Kine, the quarterback, unsportsmanlike conduct after the play on both of those young men, and so those fouls offset. And all we're seeing now is that Conlin will be trying to tie this game with the PAT after the 11-yard carry by Kine. Good snap, good hold. The kick is booted through, and we are knotted at 7. We've got a game, folks, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
7-all here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Friday Night Lights on WOGO Sports.
Football is such a game of momentum. Chi High scores. Then they shut down North. They get the ball back. They're starting to drive, and then they fumble. And then North converts that fumble into a touchdown. All of a sudden, now we're 7-7.
Conlin has it on the tee. Line drive boot at the 10-yard line right up the hash. 20, 25, 30. And that is Dawson Goodman up to about the 33. May have fallen forward a little closer to the 34. Good starting field position for Chi High.
Dawson Goodman, whenever he has the football, he has a chance to make things happen. Took three North defenders to bring him down.
And his grandma Sophie Gadle in the stands here tonight for his senior year. Talked to her before the game, and she said she promised him she'd make it to one game. And hopefully the Cards will be able to bring a win home for grandma. First and 10 from their own 34 for Chi High. They've played with some pace here tonight, some tempo on offense. Mason Von Hayden has not carried the ball yet. The senior under center, man in motion left to right. Von Hayden the give to Drevis, and Drevis fighting hard. He lost the ball close to the 40-yard line. I believe Chi High fell on it and ended up losing a couple yards after the end of the run. So lost near the 40 back to the 38, so it's a net gain of 4, and Chi High will just shake it off and hop right back to the line. Double wing, double tight with Von Hayden. Man in motion left to right. Von Hayden back to pass for the first time tonight. He's going to flip it out right side. He's got his man across the 45-yard line, barreled out of bounds for a first down. And that is number 17 for Chi High. And that's Preston Auger, the 5'10", 195-pound junior tight end.
I talked to the coach before the game, and they said play-action pass is something they're going to try to implement into tonight's game.
First and 10 from the 47 for Chi High. Crisscross, Mason Howard. Howard with a burst across the 50 to the 45 to the 40-yard line. A gain of 13 yards for Mason Howard after Mason Tester and Mason Howard execute that crisscross play very well in the backfield, one wing back to another.
That's a beautiful play right there, and a really well blocked, and you see Mason Howard burst through the middle.
Cards, 40 yards to go, and now we will have
false start.
A stoppage as the Cards back themselves up a bit now.
Boy, it's beautiful. It's looking when it's working well. When you have a penalty like that, or of course you've had a fumble already this series, there are some risks here, and so you got to be really careful to keep your hands on the ball. No doubt the field is still a little bit damp from the rain we had earlier, and so that ball can be slick.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. First and 15, Chi High. They call the Tester. Tester right side finds a crease inside the numbers of the 40-yard line all the way down to the 35 and gets the penalty yardage back and five more. Second and five coming up for Chippewa Falls. Ball now on the near hash. Dawson Goodman is entering the game as Mason Tester will jog to the sideline.
Even though you know they're going to run, essentially, it's a double wing, double tight set. Whether they go left, right, middle, it still has some ways they can make this look not too predictable to the defense.
Goodman gets the call. He smashes inside the 30-yard line. First down with five extra yards. Dawson Goodman, man, he runs hard all the way down to the 30, excuse me, the 25.
Yes, he is hard to tackle. And the Tester and Howard are lighter running backs. And then you bring in Dawson Goodman, who is more of a power runner. He's a different kind of guy to tackle.
He's 6'1", 85. First and 10 for Chi High from the 25-yard line. Give to Drevis. Drevis straight ahead. Smashes and bashes his way inside the 20-yard line to the 15. And the Cards are officially in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Coach Rakevic has to be absolutely just loving this. The dive is working. The counter left, counter right is working. It's all kind of working right now, and that's a lot of fun as a coach.
Flip right side, that's Goodman. Goodman inside the hashes to the 10-yard line and down to the 8. Gain of close to 7 on first down.
The line is really in sync, doing a nice job blocking. Now you kind of feel like the only way that they get stopped here in this drive is if they stop themselves.
Gain of 6 on first down. Second and 4, Chi High State in the double wing, double tight formation the whole time, and now we have flags flying. I think North called a timeout. They did. We will step out and be back in 30 seconds, back in half a minute. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Chi High, second and 4 from the 9-yard line of Eau Claire North. Howard in motion left to right. Give to Howard. Howard turning the corner at the 5-yard line, stretching for the pylon. Is he in? He is! Touchdown, Chippewa Falls! Mason Howard in from 9 yards out for the second time tonight. The senior scores.
Really nice. He got the ball on the edge, and it was a sprint to the pylon, and Mason Howard won that one.
Makes it 13-7, Chi High. Again, you like your chances when you get Mason Howard in space.
Absolutely. He's electric. A lot of fun to watch. Really instinctive runner.
Subi Mason for the PAT. Good snap. Good spot. Kick is low, but good. And it's 14-7, Chi High with the answer. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Welcome back to Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. From DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls, Chi High strikes in the second quarter and leads 14-7. Subi Mason will pop one down to the 10-yard line, picked up on a bounce at the 7, cutting back across the field. East-west looked like a block in the back. 15-yard line, ooh, and oh my goodness, just planted and flattened at the 20. The return man, who made that hit?
I think that was Lindstrom that made that hit.
Goodness gracious.
Ezra Lindstrom with a decleater. As the ball carrier was coming across the field, and I think he was maybe going to try to turn it up, but Lindstrom shoulder pad to shoulder pad and put him right down.
Goodness gracious. So Eau Claire North, we'll see how they respond. Chi High had an opportunity to go up two scores earlier and instead fumbled the ball, and North took advantage. North to give off the left side. That's Olson, and Olson is hit as he crosses the 23-yard line. Collaboration that time. Dawson Goodman in there, and looked like, I thought it was Wesley Tanzer, but I think that actually might have been Carter Bovey.
Yeah, remember now North scored on their last series, a nice drive they had on their own part, and so we'll see if Chi High made some adjustments here and if they can stop North on this series.
Second and 7 North from their own 23-yard line. Twin receivers left. Ball is on the near hash. Jackson Kine has scored the only touchdown for North tonight. Calls for the ball. Going to keep it himself, and he's got a gap off the left end. He spins out of one tackle, and he's close to a first down. Cut down just shy of the 40-yard line. And Kine maybe with a few words for the Chi High defense as he heads back to the huddle. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Third and one. So Connor stopped just short. Single receivers left and right. Takes a low snap. Give off the right side. That's Olson. Olson fighting his way to the 30-yard line. That is going to be close. Looks like he made the 31, and that will move the chains.
Yeah, he's going to get just enough for first down. Everybody knew it was going to be a run up the middle. Chi High was loaded up, and he was able to squirt off the right side of the line just enough for a first down. But they've been making most of their yards right up the middle, whether it's the quarterback keeper or a fullback dive. That's where they've been having most of their success.
I'll correct myself. That was 2, not 20, so that was James Jarzynski. 190-pound, 5'9", senior running back. He splits most of those carries with Cameron Olson. Twin receivers on the left side. Kine calls for the ball, calls his own number right side. He's pursued in the backfield, evades one man, cannot evade the second as he is driven out of bounds.
Great job by the defense. He was met immediately as he came to the edge.
Loss of 6, loss of 7.
And then as he was trying to get around the defensive end, the cornerback came up very quickly that time and just strung it out from the get-go. no forward momentum at all. In fact, it looks like a loss of about 7 yards on the play.
I think that was Jackson Google who drove him out.
Yeah, coming up from the cornerback position, a really nice job being aggressive.
So second and 17 for North, moving the wrong direction on this possession as they trail Chi High 14-7 with 7:11 to go here in the first half. Four wide now for Kine. Jet sweep look, going to give it to the slot receiver. Not a lot of room across the 25-yard line and up to the 27, maybe the 28 with a good spot.
Read post, really great job from his defensive line position to track that down backside. Really good effort.
And that was Cam Olson, who's not easy to bring down. They brought him out to the slot receiver position, ran a jet sweep action there.
You're happy for them to run that play on a second and 17. Now certainly this sets up a passing situation.
Third and 13 for Eau Claire North. 6:35, clock continuing to tick. Trips to the right, single receiver slot to the left. Kine with a tailback, Jarzynski to his right on third and 13 from their own 28 for North. Kine designated a rollout to his right. It's a boot. He spins out a one tackle trying to reverse field. He's still up somehow. Kine still looking. Now he's going to heave it deep down the right side of the field. He throws up a duck, and it's picked off at midfield, intercepted by Chi High.
Yeah, Dawson Goodman with the interception. One of those situations where it looked a little bit like Don Majkowski from the late 80s. The quarterback drop back was getting pressured, got out of a tackle kind of Houdini style, but he should not have thrown that ball up there. He ends up throwing a duck that could have been intercepted by about three players, but Dawson Goodman brings it down.
And you see the athleticism that time from Kine, and that's probably a time when your coach says, just get what you can, just run it and get what you can. How he escaped from the far side of the field, I have no idea. Athletic young man to be sure. Give to the fullback and right up to midfield before stacked up by Eau Claire North is Chi High. Looking to punch another one in here as we are halfway through the second quarter.
I don't recall that we've seen Chi High with this kind of pace this season, but they're getting right up back on the ball as soon as the play ends.
Second and 9 from the 50. Again, the give to Drevis right up the middle, and Drevis has another 2 yards down to the 48 of Eau Claire North. A third and long for Chi High.
Two fullback dives in a row, now they're third and 7.
Right back to the line. Howard and Tester wingbacks. Drevis the fullback on third and 7. Give to Howard. Howard finds a big crease. 40, 35, foot race. 20, 15, 10, 5, and dives all the way down to the 2-yard line. Mason Howard a whisker away from his third score of the night.
Beautiful play call. They had two fullback dives that time that were bottled up. This time they hit Mason Howard. The run goes off the edge. He does a really nice job. If you give him any kind of a room, he is very good at making decisions and making cuts. He's a hard person to tackle. And then he sprints it all the way down, as you said, and dives just short of the goal line.
First and goal from the 3, ball in the far hash. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden under center for Chi High, leading 14-7. Man in motion left to right. There's the give off the right side to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. They're in again.
That time it's Mason Tester. Similar play that Howard just scored on. It starts on the left, ends up going to the right side. He powers over a man, gets over the goal line for another touchdown.
And now Chi High starting to clamp down on momentum. 20-7 they lead. Dawson Goodman will hold for the Subi Mason PAT. After the pick by Goodman, PAT is good. 3 for 3 is Subi, and it's 21-7 Chi High. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports and CFHS Media on YouTube.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Chi High leading 21-7. Subi Mason on the near hash. The run-up and the boot pops it up into the lights. End over end. Picked up at the 18-yard line across the hashes. Again, going east-west. Picking his way across the 25. And actually stuck just shy of it to the 24. Chi High ripped the football out at the end there. The officials are going to say no, sir. But still, special teams play, tackling in particular, stellar for Chi High so far.
That young returner for North is going to learn pretty quickly not to stop your feet when you have the ball in your hands. It does not end well.
White City Glass, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass saluting all the hardworking athletes. 5:16 to play in the second quarter, 21-7 Chi High. All the scores on the ground, two from Mason Howard, now one from Mason Tester from 3 yards out. Kine, who has the only score for North, will clap for the ball. Fakes the give, rolls out to his right. Kine fires a high dart. That's picked off! Jackson Google at the 20-yard line, the 15, and steps out of bounds. Jackson Google, the pass sailed over the receiver's head, and Google went high for that one.
And that was a beautiful play. The quarterback rolled out to his right, fired an absolute rocket that looked to me like it went through the receiver's hands. But Jackson Google was right there as a shadow, and he was able to catch the ball, which I tell you, that kid has so many interceptions at different levels here playing football. He has a knack for catching the football on defense, and then he made a really nice return just inside the 10-yard line, setting up Chi High for an opportunity for their fourth score already this half.
A quick timeout taken by Chi High. We will be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Jackson Google, I just checked with statistician Dave Hansen, his fifth interception of this season. We're in game number five. That is his fifth pick, and that's got to be getting up there with the state leaders.
Well, I was gonna wonder. I have no idea what the all-time record is single season interceptions at Chi High.
Chi High with a first and goal from the 9-yard line. Give off left guard down to about the 7. 21-7 Chi High. Right back up to the line. Gain of 4 on first down. Give to Drevis. Drevis right up the middle, and North sniffs it out, snuffs it out. But Drevis, again, he's a weightlifting champ. He muscles his way down to the 5-yard line. Third and goal from the 5. Ball on the far hash. Mason Howard, Mason Tester, Nathan Drevis, the backfield for Chi High. Give to Tester. Tester stumbles across the 5-yard line, and they'll say his knee went down at the 5. So now a 4th and 5 for Chippewa Falls.
Looks to me like they're going to go for it, or are they going to call timeout?
No, they're going to send Mason Von Hayden right back out there. So very little hesitation from head coach Chuck Rakovich. You don't want to give momentum back to North, but if you can make this a 28-7 game instead of 21-7. So the Cards with the ball right in the middle of the field. Double wing, double tight. A give up the middle, and North says absolutely not. And the Cards turn it over on downs. First and goal from the 9. Dawson Goodman is stopped. Back of the 7, a loss of 2. So a lot of credit to the North defense. Short field on a goal to go situation after the pick, and North turns back the Cards.
Chi High has all the momentum right now. They just scored on the first play of North possession. They get an interception inside the 10-yard line, and then they go four plays and can't score. It is a nice job by North.
So 3:54 on the clock here in the first half. Lots of time remaining before the Hy-Vee halftime show, and Eau Claire North trailing 21-7. It changed things a lot with the score here. Single receivers left and right. Kine claps for the ball. Give off the right side. Tough running up to the 11 for a gain of 3 on first down. That was James Jarzynski, who's been getting the bulk of the carries in this quarter. Cam Olson has also seen quite a few touches. Second and 7 for Eau Claire North.
They've thrown two interceptions in the second quarter. I think they'd be hesitant to put the ball up in the air.
They'll put Burns and Goss out to the left. One wing back, one tailback with Kine in the backfield. High snap. Kine catches it and finds a little bit of a gap, that C-gap right side. He's yanked down, roped down from behind at the 15-yard line. But just a lot of burst, kind of that twitch for Jackson Kine, the quarterback.
Yeah, he's a nice runner. Good job by Chi-High defense, as you said, to bottle him up early before he could really get his momentum going and get into the second level.
It'll make it a 3rd and 3 after Kine picked up 4. And we have just kind of a little mist here tonight. No real heavy rain falling, which is fortuitous. 3rd and 3 from their own 15 for Eau Claire North. Kind of taking their time here. Give right up the middle. Chi-High quickly collapses on the ball carrier. It's going to be close, but I think he's a little bit shy. The officials from both, the side judges from both sides coming in. Ball's at the 18. They needed 3. They got 3, and that will be enough.
Well, all of a sudden, the Menominee officials came in. No, sorry. It did look short to us, but we don't have the greatest vantage point here.
So it will be a 1st and 10 North, and again, that's the critical first down on a drive where you are backed up. They still have a couple timeouts in their pocket for Coach Matt McGinnis. We'll see if North picks up the pace at all here, trailing 21-7, still on their own 18-yard line. Single receivers left and right for Jackson Kine. Kine calls for the ball. He's going to go left side. High pass knocked out of the hands of the receiver, Carter Burns. And just checking on him to make sure he's all right.
That was the right place to go. They ran a single receiver on the left, and they're giving him a lot of room there to do a shallow post route. But he took way too long to throw it, and he threw it high. The Chi-High defenders were all over him, including a pretty good hit to the midsection there. And that's where you go back as a wide receiver and say, hey, help me out here. Throw it to my numbers, not above my head.
Good sportsmanship there by Colby Solberg, just checking on Burns and making sure he was all right, as he did get kind of sandwiched. But Burns pops right back up, and he is split out on the left side. Single coverage there against Carter Bovey. 2nd and 10, Kine going to call his own number off the left side. He's strung out. He's hit at the 20-yard line, and a storm of red drives him back. Gain of just 2.
Yeah, you can see Jackson Kine is a really good runner. That's definitely his strength. I haven't seen him play previously this year, so getting a chance to see him now. We're throwing the football. He's not real accurate, but he is a very good runner.
Again, we didn't bring this out a lot in the pregame, but this is the first meeting between these two teams since 2019. COVID cancellation in 2020 as North opted for the spring season. And then last year, illness on the North team, that game was forfeited. So Chi-High has not seen North for a few seasons now. 3rd and 8, the Huskies from their own 20-yard line. Give to Trayton Goss. Goss looks like he wanted to pass. Now he's going to tuck it and run across the 20-yard line. He stumbles backwards up to the 25, and now a timeout will be taken as Chi-High wants to get the ball back. They'll take a timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020.
By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
We welcome you back to WOGO Sports presentation of Chi-High Football. It's the Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Eau Claire North Huskies Big Rivers Conference battle here tonight. As with 58 seconds on the clock, Chi-High will send Mason Howard back to receive this punt, standing at his own 42-yard line. The punt is away, but flags fly first. Howard will get a little practice catch back at his 35. That was a pretty good kick, actually.
There was a Chi-High defender sprinting out the field. Makes me think that they had 12 men, possibly. Could be an illegal participation penalty.
And I believe that would be a first down for North if that is the case. Chi-High is not happy about that. Oh, goodness.
So it looked like the 11th person was the one running off. So it gave the appearance that they had too many. But actually, they had the right number, but they had somebody running off. And right now what you're hearing is the crowd is asking for the refs to literally count the guys on the field, because there literally are 10 players on the Chi-High defense. But the refs are having none of that, and
it'll be a first down for North.
North gets a first down out of it.
So first and 10, Eau Claire North from the 26-yard line, and now Chi-High takes a timeout, and I think they want to talk this one over a little bit more as a team and maybe with the officials. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Seconds to play in quarter number one. No benefit of instant replay here, but again, Alan, if folks are just joining us, Chi-High a chance to get the ball back here with under a minute left, leading 21-7 at the end of the first half, and it seemed like the Cards had 11 players on, but one player confused, rushing off the field. The officials thought it was a 12th man running off, when actually Chi-High, if they had succeeded there, would have been playing with 10 guys rather than 11, but they call it 12 men on the field, illegal participation, and gives North a first down. Now Jackson Kine, quarterback draw right up the middle. Kine somehow escapes a tackle and fishes his way out to close to a first down, and he did get out of bounds at the 38-yard line. We've seen that a few different times.
I'm not sure who made the play, but Chi-High defender had him dead to rights, made good contact with him, and yet the quarterback was able to bounce off him and get out to the outside and get out of bounds, stopping the clock.
With 49 seconds to go, up to the 38. Their side of the 54 North, trailing 21-7. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Jackson Kine, the quarterback. Slot receiver in motion, right to left. Kine back to pass, throws middle of the field. Oh, my goodness, that was almost his third pick, as it was right in the hands of Mason Minarski at the 44-yard line. And Mason would have had a lot of room to run.
Yeah, Jackson, is it Kine, the quarterback? When he dropped back, he definitely did not see Mason Minarski drifting back from this linebacker position right to his hands, and he dropped the ball. But it's a good situation for us right now, it looks like, when North does pass the football.
Third and three, again four wide. Twins left, twins right. Kine claps to the ball, high snap, delayed give right up the middle, and that's a first down up to the 45, gain of seven. I'm trying to see if that was Cam Olson or Jarzynski who
looked at number two
that time. That was Jarzynski then. Now Cam Olson coming back into the game, number 20. First and 10, North from their own 45. Clock will wind under 30 seconds before this ball is snapped. Four wide again. Kine looking to the sideline, trying to get the play call here with Olson to his left. Clock down to 20 seconds. 19. Kine roll out to his left, directing traffic. Now he'll stop, turn north-south, and he is driven hard to the turf, the 47-yard line.
Jay Sweepoffer with a tremendous hustle. Jackson Kine got out on the outside edge looking to pass the ball, but he tucked the ball down to run, and Zuifelhofer was there to make a tackle.
And that will end the half. After two complete, Chai High defending the home field well. Your halftime score, Chippewa Falls 21, Eau Claire North 7. Coming up after the break, it's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Halle Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show after this.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Hearing from Dave Hansen here in the booth, and then thank you to Julie, who messaged us on the WOG Radio Facebook page. My deepest apologies, Jack or Jackson Kane. Kane is the quarterback for Eau Claire North. He scored the only touchdown for the Huskies here tonight as they trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 21-7. So we'll get it right for the second half, and our apologies to Jack Kane's family, as we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see if we can keep things on the up and up in terms of our pronunciations here tonight. What we can tell you is that it's a 14-point lead for Chi High, and even in kind of this misting, spitting rain that's out there right now, we're going to see the Chi High marching Cardinals for the first time this season, and always a treat to be able to see the marching band, Alan, because last time they were supposed to perform was that hour and 41 minutes rain delay, weather delay, lightning delay, and so they ended up sending the kids home. So our first chance to see the marching Cardinals here this football season.
Yeah, and I feel bad for them because it hasn't really rained all during the game, and now as the band comes out, it starts to have a kind of a steady rain here.
But as far as what we've seen on the field here tonight, really turnovers are certainly making a difference in terms of field position. We've seen both teams offensively do some really nice things, and both coaches probably would say, hey, there's some plays that we left out there, plays we would like to have back.
Oh, but certainly from Chi High's perspective, you really couldn't ask for anything better. The defense has been stout. Sure, they've given them a few plays here or there, but they've played really strong. And then their offense has been in rhythm. Whether it's been the up-tempo, I'm not sure what's making a difference for them. Certainly it's a weaker opponent than they've had in the past weeks, but they're really clicking on offense. The line is in sync. Running backs are running hard, and Mason Howard has had a couple of big runs.
Again, the scores went like this, and we'll see if we can borrow some stats from Dave Hansen at the half. But the scoring started off with a 6-yard touchdown run by Mason Howard. That was answered by an 11-yard touchdown run by Jack Kane. Then a 9-yard touchdown run by Mason Howard made it 14-7 Chi High, and a 3-yard touchdown run by Mason Tester caused the 2-score differential that we have right now, 21-7 at the break. We're going to take you to our next break here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Eau Claire Hy-Vee. With the sounds of the marching Cardinals, we'll give you a little taste of what we're enjoying here. Chippewa Falls marching Cardinals. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming.
For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Chi-Hi Marching Cardinals Band. Worth the wait here, Alan, as game five of the season before we get to see them, but just fantastic as always.
There's something special about Friday Night Football under the lights. And you have a great student section. It's a very exciting game. And you have marching band at halftime. Really a great experience for communities like this.
We'll have your halftime highlights in just a moment. We'll see if we can get some stats. A little preview of the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap that we bring you on the post-class post-game show each and every Friday night. You have a score update from the Big Rivers, Hudson and Menominee, a one-score game.
I just saw that at halftime, Hudson is up 7-0. Menominee, that's certainly a Big Rivers clash that'll make a difference in the standings.
Absolutely. And when you looked at these standings, I mean, maybe what was odd coming into the game is that Chi-Hi was actually behind Eau Claire North in the standings, because North at 1-1 in the conference coming in. Chi-Hi at 0-2, looking for their first Big Rivers Conference win tonight. They're up 21-7. So, again, in a position right now, but certainly need to be ready to finish the job.
Yeah, maybe Chi-Hi faced the two toughest teams early in Hudson and Menominee. We'll see as the season shakes out. Certainly River Falls is a very good team. New Richmond is capable of winning every game. A very tough conference top to bottom.
Well, let's take a listen to how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports. Immediately back to the line after that carry by Tester. Double wing, double tight, Mason Von Hayden, the senior quarterback. Give to the fullback this time. Dodging, dancing, pushing ahead. First down and more.
Now touchdown.
He goes 20, 15, 10, 5, and just inside the 5-yard line, drugged down from behind.
Nathan Drevis from the B-back position. They went left back, right back, and this time to the middle back. In response, Eau Claire North is doing a hick out.
Chi-Hi give off the left side. That's Drevis. And Tester diving into the end zone from 6 yards out. Finds a crease and scores. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
I said it, the play previously in this play as well. That was wonderfully blocked. A great lane for Tester to run through. And he did a great job following his blocks and diving.
Well, correct us from that play call. That was actually Mason Howard, his first score of the night.
Into the end. Mason was getting tackled, but he was able to tackle the ball carrier as well.
Another third down for the North offense. They've been good on third down so far. Other than that mishap on their opening drive with the snap over Kine's head. Third and one from the Chi-Hi 28. Chi-Hi showing pressure, and they're going to hit Kine in the backfield and snap him down for a loss.
That time on his inside linebacker blitz, Mason Minarski slowed down his feet and made a sure tackle on the quarterback. A great call by the defense.
Second and four from the 9-yard line of Eau Claire North. Howard in motion left to right. Give to Howard. Howard turning the corner at the 5-yard line, stretching for the pylon. Is he in? He is! Touchdown, Chippewa Falls! Mason Howard in from 9 yards out for the second time tonight. The senior scores.
Really nice.
From Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, Chi-Hi strikes in the second quarter and leads 14-7. Subi Mason will pop one down to the 10-yard line, picked up on a bounce at the 7, cutting back across the field. East-west looked like a block in the back. 15-yard line, ooh, and oh my goodness, just planted and flattened at the 20. The return man, who made that hit?
I think that was Lindstrom that made that hit.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Splits most of those carries with Cameron Olson. Twin receivers on the left side. Kine calls for the ball. Calls his own number right side. He's pursued in the backfield. Evades one man. Cannot evade the second as he is driven out of bounds.
Great job by the defense. He was met immediately as he came to the edge.
Lost. Right single receiver slot to the left. Kine with a tailback. Jarzynski to his right on 3rd and 13 from their own 28 for North. Kine designate a rollout to his right. It's a boot. He spins out of one tackle trying to reverse field. He's still up somehow. Kine still looking. Now he's going to heave it deep down the right side of the field. He throws up a duck and it's picked off at midfield. Intercepted by Chai High.
Yeah, Dawson Goodman with the interception. One of those situations where it looked a little bit like Don Mikowski from the late 80s.
Long for Chai High.
Two fullback dives in a row. Now they're 3rd and 7.
Right back to the line. Howard and Tester wingback. Streve is the fullback on 3rd and 7. Give to Howard. Howard finds a big crease. 40, 35, foot race. 20, 15, 10, 5, and dives all the way down to the 2-yard line. Mason Howard a whisker away from his third score of the night. From the 3 ball on the far hash. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden under center for Chai High, leading 14-7. Man in motion left to right. There's the give off the right side to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. They're in again.
That time it's Mason Tester. Similar play that Howard just scored on. It starts.
All the scores on the ground. 2 from Mason Howard. Now 1 from Mason Tester from 3 yards out. Kine, who has the only score for North, will clap for the ball. Fakes the give, rolls out to his right. Kine fires a high dart. That's picked off.
Jackson
Google at the 20-yard line, the 15, and steps out of bounds. Jackson Google, the pass sailed over the receiver's head, and Google went high for that one.
And that was a beautiful play. The quarterback rolled out to his right.
Those are your halftime highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Second half begins in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
As we conclude the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Remember, you can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Checking in on some stats from Chi-High statistician Dave the Electric Pen Hanson, Mason Howard leading the way as Chi-High's done really everything on the ground here, Alan. And Howard with 78 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Mason Tester with 26 yards rushing and Nathan Drevis with 66 yards. And we heard in our halftime highlights, he got a lot of that on one big play where he was, again, just so close to taking it all the way. James Jarzynski on the other side for Eau Claire North with 36 yards. Jack Kane with 21 yards rushing, and Cam Olson with 25 yards on the ground.
I think I can recall two pass completions that Chi-High had in the first half. Is that right?
Yes. If I'm counting correctly, I'll double-check that in a moment, as Chi-High will receive the football to start the second half. Pick it up on the run at the 13-yard line, straight down the numbers, 25, 30-yard line. I believe that's Goodman on the return. And again, he's not easy to bring down, and Dawson Goodman gives as much as he
gets. Caleb Adams, number five, the defender for Eau Claire North, making a nice open field attempt on the tackle. It's kind of like trying to take down a light pole, but he got enough help from the rest of the North kickoff team to bring down Dawson Goodman. They'll be starting at the 30-yard line now, Chi-High, going from left to right.
21-7 your score as we begin the second half. Cards with a flip right side. That's Mason Tester, who has a score in the first half. And Tester across the 30-yard line and up to the 34. Good gain of four on first down, and Coach Rakovich will take that every time.
Yeah, nice job putting his shoulder down, running over a defender. Always, whenever, as you're running back, when you can end your run going forward, leaning ahead and getting that extra yard or two, it really helps.
Second and six, Chi-High from their own 34-yard line. 30 seconds gone by. Flip left side, that's Mason Howard. Howard picking his way across the 35 and somehow sneaks through a hole. Went low up to the 38.
Yeah, at that time, the offensive lineman did not get out to pull very cleanly. Kind of got caught up in a big pile of bodies. But again, looked like it was going to be stopped for maybe a one or two yard gain. Mason Howard was able to pop through for a couple more.
Another gain of four, so that brings up a third, and well, they'll call it a short three. Mm-hmm. Double wing, double tight, and I think Drevis, yeah, he's upset at himself as he shifted, came out of his stance a little bit, and so a third and three becomes a third and eight for this Chi-High offense. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. And we've seen a lot more of these procedure penalties, false starts here tonight, Alan. And would that just be maybe because a product of the Temple, kind of the positive and negative, that you're just going a little bit too fast sometimes? As Mason Von Hayden back to pass, rolls out right side. He throws it to Drevis. Drevis spins out of one tackle up to the 40-yard line. He's got a first down. That's a big play from the big man.
Yeah, really nice job there. They line up in their double wing, double tight formation. But this time, Von Hayden fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, and Drevis from the fullback position leaks out into the flat. And as you said, the catch didn't get him the first down, but he's able to spin away from a defender.
I love that, going right back to the kid who made a mistake on the previous play and say, get it for us, big fella. And now we've got whistles again. And I think we've got an offsides this time against Eau Claire North, so that'll give Chi-High five freebies. Encroachment is the call. It's nice that we're able to hear our officials pretty well here tonight.
Yeah, third and seven, getting a first down on that pickup there. Those third and sevens are difficult when you're behind the chains, when you have more than 3-4 yards to go. Good job by the Chi-High defense keeping this drive alive.
Cards now at the 46-yard line. Their side of the 50 leading 21-7. 2 minutes gone by here, third quarter. Mason Von Hayden gives to Drevis. Drevis noses into the line. He pushes past the 50. He's still rumbling inside the 40-yard line and down to the 38. Nathan Drevis running with purpose and passion here in the second half.
Well, great lean forward, keeps his legs churning. And even though he had his arms on him, they cannot get a body on him to pull him down until he's already past the first down marker.
Maybe these jerseys are getting a little bit slick as well, too, as the rain has picked up slightly here. We see some umbrellas out in the crowd. Not in the student section. They've got the Santa hats, so they're good. Right side, that's Mason Tester. Tester lowers the shoulder, drives inside the 30-yard line, leaving North Huskies in his wake.
The quarterback came up, number 11, and Tester put a lick on him, put him right into the dirt. Got past the second defender, then into the third and fourth defender, pulled him down, but a really strong and determined run by Mason Tester.
Two carries, two first downs for the Chi-High backfield on the last two plays. First and 10 from the 27, getting closer to the Johnson roll-off red zone. Double wing, double tight. Howard in motion left to right. There's the give to Drevis. Drevis straight up the middle. 20, 15, 10. Drevis for 17. Call it 16 to the 11-yard line. Chunk plays now for this Chi-High offense.
They motion the right wing back to the left, and they run the fullback right back to where the motion came from, to the right side. And the line is doing an amazing job of having a crease there. That play is getting good chunks right now.
Tester left, Howard right, Drevis the fullback behind Mason Von Hayden. 3 minutes gone by here, third quarter. Howard in motion left to right, give to Drevis again. Drevis this time submarined as he crosses the 10-yard line. Gain of just two down to the nine. Nice job by the North defensive front. I think that might have been big number 76. That young man is not listed on the program, so I am not sure.
Nice job by Jackson Gint. Seeing some really good push there. And the offensive line in general is doing a really great job creating holes.
Second and eight. Chi-High can still get a first down at the 1 yard line. From the nine, flip left side. That's Mason Howard. Howard turning the corner at the five. Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. His third touchdown tonight. Mason Howard cannot be stopped.
He had a lot of green space there, running to his left, running again towards the pylon. A North defender came up to meet him. He does a spin move and a dive, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Mason Howard again, just get him in space. 27-7 Chi-High. Subi Mason out of the hold of Dawson Goodman. Snap, spot, kick, booms to the uprights, and it's 28-7 Chi-High. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
It's like a glass of ice-cold lemonade after mowing the lawn. Or a coworker greeting you with donuts on Monday morning.
You're a lifesaver.
Sometimes the little things make all the difference. So when you're choosing a pharmacy, choose one that gets the little things right. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The best prices and price matching policy. Fast service and free same-day local delivery. Neighbors serving neighbors. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in the broadcast booth. To my left, Chris Perry. Running the Chi-High live stream, Subi Mason with a boomer picked up on a knee at the 8-yard line. Yep, the refs are right on top of that.
Oh,
the knee went down.
That is an unfortunate mistake for Eau Claire North. The punt ended up coming to the ankles of the player, and instead of just putting his hands down, he goes down to a knee to catch it. Of course, in high school, college football, when your knee's on the ground, that you are down. And the referee was blew his whistle and called it, so they'll be starting this position at their own 9-yard line. And I'm interested to see how North responds. You had a couple tough breaks, couple turnovers. You get down 21-7. Chi-High gets the ball, drives right down, scores. You're down 28-7. And you start to think, hey, you know what? We really aren't expected to win this game. It's kind of a rainy night. Let's just go home. Or do they bow up and make a, you know, make a comeback here?
Again, we've seen North play Central and Logan very tough. A tough 18-point loss to crosstown rival Eau Claire Memorial, but then a 21-0 blanking of Superior to snap that 46-game conference losing streak. They trail by 21 here, but a lot of time remaining. Jack Kane is the quarterback, sending Trayton Goss in motion right to left. The give to Goss on the jet sweep. Flags fly from the far side as Kane on the handoff to Goss, and Goss is sniped right at the line of scrimmage. But we do have a flag from the far side of the field. You would think it might be in the area of a hold. It is.
A really key play by the Chi-High drive on that scoring drive. the first series there, they had a third and two, and then they get a penalty. It's third and seven, and they convert that on a little pass to Nathan Drevis. And they had another scoring drive where they had one completion that helped that drive. And after they got the first down, they never had another third down in that series as they were able to run chunk plays all the way down for the touchdown.
Trips left. Now they'll go twin receivers right and left. Now first and 15 from their own 15 for Jack Kane and Cofer Eau Claire North. Kane going to keep it himself off the right side, finds a gap across the 10-yard line and up to the 12, gets that penalty yardage back and makes it more manageable on second down. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm store's 20% discount for you and your parents. Again, every weekday, 10 to 3, walk-in interviews at the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm Distribution Center. Second and 8 for North. High snap. Kane retrieves it. He's hit in the backfield. He's drugged down all the way back near the 7-yard line.
Well, a flag came in from the far sidelines. Not sure. I hope this is not some kind of an illegal hit.
We'll wait for the official to tell us.
But this is the kind of thing that... Oh, an incidental face mask is the call, 5-yard variety. But I was going to say this as a defense, you're up by four scores. You don't think they have a legitimate threat in the passing game. You know they're mostly going to run, and so you are just fired up. Your heartbeat is up, and you are just crashing the line of scrimmage looking for the ball carrier. This is a really fun time to be a defensive player.
So the ball will be spotted at the 12-yard line. 7:22 and counting. Jack Kane, the senior. Single receiver to his right. Takes a good snap this time. Delayed give right up the middle. Very little running room across the 12, maybe to the 13. Brings up a third and long for Eau Claire North.
They have two fullbacks that they use, or single set running backs. I'm not sure how they describe it in their offense. But this feels like the kind of game that's really going to come down to Kane and the two main running backs that they use to see what they can do. It doesn't look like they have a lot of other options at this point.
Third and 6 officially for Eau Claire North. 6:45 and counting in the third quarter. Chi-High leads here at Jarray Field 28-7. North backed up to their own 13-yard line. Four wide, single tailback to the left of Jack Kane. Claps, calls for the ball. Kane, clean pocket, throws right side. Good catch, met right at the stick. Jackson Google with a good stop, and I believe he kept the receiver from getting to
looks like they're
first gave down marker.
Yeah, they're going to give him. Oh, they did not give him forward momentum. So a fourth and less than one. And congratulations to Jack Kane. I want to say that was his best throw of the night. Dropped back, set his feet, made a really nice throw. But the receiver was just short of the sticks. Good tackle by Jackson Google.
So fourth and one. And Mason Howard, who scored three times tonight, will be standing at about his 40-yard line for this punt. Good snap. Pressure moderate. Punt is high but short up in the lights. Takes a little bit of a north hop as flags fly and will trickle up to the 40-yard line. But Chi-High, pending this flag, will be starting on the north side of the 50 with premium field position after the punt. Not sure if the wind might be playing a bit of a factor here tonight in the punting game, depending on the direction. We'll wait for the official's call.
Watch in the back. Red. First down.
So that will back Chi-High up closer to midfield. They'll still have a first and 10 with a 28-7 lead. Fans, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, many outreach locations, and coming soon to Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. First and 10, right from midfield for Chi-High. Mason Von Hayden rolling out. He's in trouble, and he is sacked back near the 42-yard line. Chi-High, that play took a little bit too long to develop, maybe, and North Big fella up front. I think that was number 56, Lucas Barbie.
You know, sometimes teams like to do that. You have a turnover like that or a change of possession. You have the ball at midfield, and so you're like, hey, we're going to take a deep strike. And that's something Chihai doesn't do very often, but they try to make a deep pass, but instead it ends up being a big loss.
Loss of 8, so 2nd and 18. Cards go back, double wing, double tight. Mason Tester runs into a wall of right white right at the line of scrimmage. At the 42, and now Chihai will bring out their spread personnel facing a 3rd and 18. We actually saw this package get some success against Menominee last week, Jackson LeMay in particular.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, they were on a torrid pace there. They just ran out of time on that comeback.
Trips to the left, single receiver right, ball in the near hash, 3rd and 17, they'll call it. Chihai with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with the rain falling, rolling out to his left, floats it down the middle of the field. He's got a man at the 42-yard line, makes someone miss. It's a first down for Chihai, and still loose. That's Jackson LeMay. He's still going. They can't get him down. 10, 5 to the end zone, touchdown! Chippewa Falls from 47 yards out!
I don't think there's a way we can accurately describe this without watching it, but he caught the ball at about the first down marker, the 40-yard line, was in a bunch of traffic. Wasn't sure he was going to get the first down, but a North defender pushed him across the 40, and from there, he absolutely was in Crisco. No one could get a hand on him or pull his jersey down, and he was slipping off defenders all the way until he somersaulted over the goal line. A wonderful catch and run.
Is this kid really a sophomore?
He's going to be in a few of those highlight reels, isn't he?
Goodness gracious. Kick is good. It's 35-7. Chihai back in 60 seconds. Cardinal football on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview. Walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
57-yard touchdown pass on 3rd and 17 from Mason Von Hayden to the sophomore Jackson LeMay. And as Coach Mike Thompson just said, I said, is he really a sophomore? And Mike Thompson said, yeah, he's good at sports. I think that's the best way to describe it. Slipping to the turf at the 27-yard line is number 14, Trey Goss. And it's 35-7 Chihai.
And Trey Goss has gotten a lot of opportunities on the kickoff return, and that was his best effort of the night. 35-7. This has really taken off.
And one of the longest plays of the season for Chihai, 57 yards. Kane floats it out right side. That pass is dropped in the backfield. Actually, I thought the pass went behind the line of scrimmage, so maybe they could have called it a fumble, but the officials there say incomplete.
That's what I was wondering to see, because it did also look to me like he was throwing behind, which would have made that a fumble. But either way, I guess North gets a little bit of the benefit of the doubt there, and it's ruled an incompletion, so it'll be just 2nd and 10 instead of 2nd and 14.
Again, if you're not joining us on the CFHS Media YouTube stream, make sure you check that one out when it's archived so you can watch what Jackson LeMay just did. He had 6 catches last week against Menominee, and I think they're going to try and find a way to get the ball in his hands every once in a while. on second down. No gain for Eau Claire North.
Yeah, definitely he's a kid that's exciting to watch when the ball gets in his hands. And if you can get him a couple touches a quarter, that does seem like it would be a good idea.
4-12. To go in the third quarter, and now whistles stopping this play. And timeout taken by Eau Claire North. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Eau Claire North, Jack Kane, he's hit in the backfield, escapes one defender. He cannot get away from this. No, he did get away from the second and flips it out right side. Goodness gracious. I'm just calling it too quick. Apparently, Jack Kane is never down until.
He's a really good athlete, really good balance, very strong. Both defensive ends that time, Colby Solberg and Willie Tanzer, had opportunities, and they're both tag-teaming, had a wrap on him, but could not bring him down. And Kane was able to get out of the pocket, but could not deliver the pass.
I was about ready to call a sack two or three times. And my goodness.
I guess we saw that in a LeMay run here. The jerseys are a little bit slick.
High punts and caught by Howard at the 39-yard line. Howard loses the ball out of bounds. It pops out of bounds, and he taps himself on the forehead a little bit on the helmet. So he's got to secure that football. It's not a heavy rain, but it's just kind of that misting rain that's very steady, and that's making things a little slick. Hard to hold on to the football. Hard to tackle people too.
Yeah, and this is the situation where an offense now, things are clicking. They're moving the football. And you're going to the coach, hey, give me a play. Everybody wants their number called, and they want to get a carry. And I would imagine now, as you see, they got second-string running backs in.
35-7 Chi-High with 3:47 to play. Flip right side at the 40-yard line up to the 42. And again, we'll try and get you caught up with who's on the field now for Chi-High in the game where they lead by 28.
Xander Neal just checked into the game.
And that was Jackson LeMay on the carry. His second touch of the night. The first one went 57 yards for a touchdown on 3rd and 17. 2nd and 7 Chi-High after the gain of 3. There's the flip left side. Up to the 45 and close to midfield.
That's for Xander Neal. Yes, first down run. Very nice effort.
5'9", 160, the junior. Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. First down for Chi-High on the Neal carry. Double wing, double tight, under 3 minutes to play here, third quarter. Flip left side, that is Jackson LeMay. LeMay waiting patiently, and then he will push across the 45-yard line and down to the 44. And I'm just kind of waiting when I see Jackson LeMay go into the pile, view a little obscure far side of the field, but just waiting to see if he's going to squirt out the other side and start sprinting for another touchdown. That was just a thing of beauty, and I hope I did it justice.
Yeah, and the offensive line is really working hard. You see a couple guys downfield continuing to block.
Second and 5 from the 44 of North. Chi-High leading by 28. Give right side this time. Bottled up pretty quickly. Down to the 44 for gain of just 1. 3rd and 4 coming up. That was LeMay who had his number called again.
Nice job by number 22 on the North defense to make that play. Carson Vance with a good effort from the defensive end position.
LeMay again is a 5'11", 155-pound sophomore as LeMay, Jackson Boland, and Xander Neal all getting some snaps here. Third and five from the 44 of North. Man in motion left to right. Von Hayden, the give right side, falling forward close to the 40-yard line, going to be about a yard shy of the stick. You think Chi High will just go for it here on fourth and short.
Carry by 28, Jackson LeMay
again with the carry. Now he will trot off.
You see the starting running backs were all right around Coach Rakovich, and they wanted to get in on this play on the fourth down, but the coach is going to let the younger guys get this experience, and it's really nice in a game like that to give some carries. These guys have been working so hard in practice at the JV level to have an opportunity under the JV under the Friday Night Lights. They're going to be the main ball carriers next season.
Jackson Boland on fourth and one runs the play call in. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden under center. Boland in motion left to right. Give off the left side, and that is close, but I believe a little short. Both side judges are marching at the 40-yard line. And that will be a first down North turnover on downs. North defense stiffens up on that play. And now we'll probably get a chance to see some of the reserves on the defensive side for the final quarter and change.
Not yet, anyway. It looks like most of the starters are out there on defense.
They want to keep this just one score allowed. So 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Chi High leading 35-7. Eau Claire North still with the starting group out there on a first and 10 from their own 40.
Not his first time, but Jack Zwiefelhofer is continuing to play at one of the cornerback positions opposite Jackson Google.
Twins right. Tail back to the right of Jack Kane, the quarterback. Kane give right up the middle and a tough carry across the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. Gain of 7 on first down. That looked like Jarzynski. He's got kind of the bulk of the workload here tonight. Mr. Lindstrom subbing out for the Chi High defense on a second and 3. Could be the last play here in the third quarter. Dawson Burns, single receivers left and right. Kane calls for the ball, give off the right side, Jarzynski, and Jarzynski's got some running room across the 50, inside the 45-yard line for a North first down to the 43. That'll move the sticks and stop the clock at 12 seconds to go. We'll see if North opts to run another play this quarter before switching sides. It doesn't look like they will. So the clock will tick down, and we will head to the final frame here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. After three complete, it's Chi High 35, North 7. We're back in 60 seconds. This is football, Chi High style, on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Jump around time here at Duray, a rockin' student section with the Christmas out. A lot of fans on hand here tonight, even with slightly wet weather, and they've had a treat as Chi High rolling with a 35-7 lead into the final 12 minutes of action.
A lot of good feelings right now on the Chi High sideline.
Cards on defense right now with North at the 45 of Chi High as we begin the final quarter. Kane back to pass, throws a bullet, and it is incomplete right at the first down marker.
Dawson Goodman was dreaming of a pick six on that play. Quarterback takes a long time to deliver that. It was a slant route that was pretty well telegraphed, and Dawson had a good beat on it, but it just went off his hands. He's a little disappointed. He wants to be dancing in the end zone right now.
Kane was looking for Goss on that play. Ball at the near hash, second and 10 from the Chi High, 45, 5 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Kane with twin receivers to his right, calls for the ball. Give to Cam Olson. Olson able to bounce off one tackler and inside the 40-yard line to the 37 for a gain of 8, and that's going to make this a third and short for Eau Claire North.
They've done a nice job with that all game. That's been available for them, and they've gotten a lot of yards off from it. They just haven't been able to be consistent enough to put drives together other than that one time for them to put more points on the board.
Third and 2 from the Chi High 37 for North. Twin receivers in the slot to the left. Wing back to the left, or maybe you'd call it an H-back. Cam Olson to the right of Jack Kane. Third and 2, slot receiver in motion left to right. Jet sweep look. Kane going to call his own number right side. He's got a burst for a first down inside the 30-yard line and down to the 27. Gain of 10 on third and 2 for Jack Kane.
Yeah, credit to Coach Berger and the whole defensive unit. They've done a great job adjusting as North has made some plays, had some yards, but only given up one touchdown this entire game. Nice job by the Chi High defense.
That came, as memory serves, on a short field for North when they were able to punch it in after a fumble in the backfield on a pitch for Chi High. First and 10, Eau Claire North from the 27 of Chippewa Falls. Kane give to Olson. Olson off left guard inside the 25-yard line and down to the 22. Gain of 5 on first down. One of the better-looking drives here for the Huskies. Came into this game at 1-1 in the Big Rivers Conference ahead of Chi High. 0-2, North 1-3 on the year. Chi High 2-2, and Cards trying to get back above 500.
And this gets to be tough for the defense. You know, you're winning this game handily, but yet North, to their credit, continues to fire off the ball and play hard.
Second and 5 for Eau Claire North. Kane designated a rollout to his left. He's going to keep it the whole way. Inside the 20-yard line, tripped up, diving forward for a first down. Jackson Kane to the 16, a gain of 6. Call it the 15, gain of 7, and that's a first down for Eau Claire North.
Yeah, most of their best action is happening inside out, where it's either the handoff to the back or a fake handoff and the quarterback keeper starting up the middle and then trying to get out to the edge.
Kane averaging 7.4 yards per rushing attempt coming into this game with 3 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. First and 10 from the 15 in the red zone. Cam Olson off left guard. Olson bottled up as he hits the 10-yard line. They may give him the 9 or the 8, depending on forward progress. One more time, we'll remind you that you can give yourself a cost of living increase with Berry Global. They've opened up night shift production operator positions, a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Just find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. We appreciate their support of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. From the 7-yard line, Eau Claire North, Kane off left end, trying to turn the corner. He's strung out, brought into the sidelines, and shouldered out of bounds inside the 5, down to the 3.
Now we'll see if
first down, first and goal.
If the Chi High defense responds here, we've seen a number of times already this season when they get pressed first down and goal to goal, that they respond really strongly. But somebody, you know, when you look at the score, you kind of think, maybe no big deal here, but we need a leader on the defense now to get everybody going, to get their energy level up, and to make a stop.
First and goal from the 3 for Eau Claire North. 9:03 to play in the game. 35-7 Chi High. Single receivers left and right. Ball on the far hash for Jack Kane. Kane, give to Olson. Olson finds a crease on the right side. He is in. Touchdown, Eau Claire North. And the Huskies back on the scoreboard for the first time since early in the second quarter.
Yeah, if you're Eau Claire North, you're still working, you're still trying to, you know, credit to them. You're down, you're pretty much out of this game, but you're still fighting, still trying to do what you can do, and good job by them to make a drive and to score on that one.
Conlon for the PAT out of the hold of Jack Kane. 8:59 on the clock, 35-13. And make it 35-14. We are back in 60 seconds. The Huskies punch one in. Chi-High still in command on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Around the BRC right now, Hudson up 14-0 on Menominee. In our game here in Chippewa Falls at Duray, 35-14. Chi-High, Eau Claire North just punched one in, 3 yards from Cam Olson. And a long kick that will traverse into the end zone as Mason Howard wisely lets it go. Chi-High will start first and 10 at the 20 against some reserves in there on offense. Actually, I'm seeing Mason Tester and Nathan Drevis back out there.
And I was going to wonder, Dawson Goodman, so. I think sometimes as a coach, you know, you lose momentum. You're kind of thinking, hey, we've already won this game. But there's still 9 minutes left, and if you go another three and out and give the ball right back to North, you don't want this to get down to a two-score game. So they bring back the starters here and see if they can revive the offense that's been just on fire.
So Mason Howard out right now. Mason Tester at the left wing back. Dawson Goodman right wing back. Nathan Drevis the fullback. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. The give is to Dawson Goodman. He's following his blocking. He's strung out into the 20-yard line. Still, it takes three North defenders to bring him down, and Goodman up close to the 25-yard line. And now we have a stoppage for an injured player for North, and he gets back on his feet. That's number 9, Nick Thompson. And Thompson...
glad to see that Dawson's ankle is feeling well enough to be getting some carries in the offense, because he certainly is a weapon when he has the ball in his hands. But for most of the season, he's been a little bit dinged up, and they haven't wanted to use him on offense, saving him for the defense. He's such a critical piece of that defensive secondary.
They actually gave Dawson 7 on that first down. Our view was a little obscured. He got up to the 27-yard line, so 2nd and 3 after the hard run by the senior. On the near hash, Tester in motion left to right, right up the middle. That B-back, the fullback, up to the 33-yard line. Maybe they'll even spot it at the 34. Gain of close to 7.
Yeah, the coaches would like nothing more than have an eight-minute drive here, and they're not doing the tempo this time. They're going back, they're huddling up, they're running as much clock as they can in between plays, and here it's perfect to get 3-4 yards a pop and just keep marching it down whether you score or not. You're just looking to use up a lot of clock.
So first and 10, Chi-High from their own 34, leading 35-14, 8:15 with the clock running here in the fourth quarter. Tester in motion left to right. Howard will get the call, and he's stymied right about the line of scrimmage, giving 1 up to the 35.
That time coming from the right wing back position, which ends up being an inside run, and North did a nice job of stacking up the offensive linemen. And no place that time for Mason Howard to go.
2nd and 9, ball in the near hash, Chi-High, 2 tight ends. Familiar classic double wing formation. Von Hayden under center. Tester in motion left to right. Back to passes, Von Hayden. He's looking for Howard. He'll throw it short instead. Got a man across the 35-yard line. Spilled at the 39 for a gain of 4.
Pass complete to Brady Frederick.
Randy Frederick, the tight end, with that reception.
I was thinking, okay, as he's rolling out, he's got two receivers in the pattern. And I'm thinking, okay, they're both really well covered. Just hold on to the ball, run, and see what you can get out of it. But he made a perfect pass, and Frederick had good position on his defender, was able to catch the ball. Now this will be a more manageable third down and five.
Again, a good read there by Von Hayden, a safe throw. Shows the trust the coaches have, putting the ball in his hands on a pass. And again, a game that seems to be in hand, but you don't want to give North any momentum. Trips left, single receiver right. Back to pass, Von Hayden's going to throw it out right side. Got a man spinning out of a tackle, the 40-yard line, darting ahead, 45 to the 49. First down on a gain of 9.
I think that was number 3, Zeke Johnson, that made that catch. Like you say, it trips left, single receiver to the right. They threw it out to the right, and he made a nice catch, broke a tackle, and bursted to the first down. Good individual effort.
Gain of 10 officially up to the 48-yard line. So two pass plays in a row for Jai High. Clock stops at 6:41. On the far hash, Mason Von Hayden surveying the defense, then will duck under center. Von Hayden sends Howard in motion right to left. Howard picking his way across midfield and down close to the 45-yard line. Couple subs coming into the backfield now. Drevis will sub out.
Yeah, I think that was Tester on the carry, and he's coming limping out. Mason Howard coming back out. LeMay back in.
I appreciate that, but actually more game time is next. Devin Bush just came into the game. 6 foot, 165-pound junior. Second and 4 at Jai High from the 46-yard line of North as we traverse past the halfway point. Give off the right side, down close to a first down, and that should move the chains. Xander Neal will come back in. That was
on the carry for the Cardinals at number 28, Jackson LeMay.
Jackson LeMay. Yeah. I was going to say, it's one of the Jacksons, either Boland or LeMay.
You're starting to see the running style there, and that was going to be my guess on the run. Really nice job running inside, running with his blockers, and fighting for the first down.
Now a first and 10 from the North 40 for the Cards. Two wing backs and a fullback. Man in motion right to left. Gives that man tripped up in the backfield. That was Xander Neal. I don't know if maybe he got one of his own blockers pushed back into him that time.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I think it was number 70 in the Chi High defense. Made a nice push and pushed the Chi High blocker into the running back. Loss of 2 yards, 2 to 3 yards.
Jackson LeMay back out there. Second and 12 for the Cards. They'll snap this ball right around the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter, leading 35-14. Von Hayden, the senior, under center. LeMay in motion. They're going to give to Neal, and Xander Neal spinning inside the 40 to the 35-yard line.
Number 25 there, looked like.
That was Jackson Boland on the carry that time.
And these young running backs need to say thank you to the senior running backs. You know, you could see that Coach Rakel wasn't comfortable putting the younger guys in at the beginning of the series, but they got across midfield, ran some clock, and then Coach put the younger guys back in, and now they're making a successful couple first downs themselves.
Now LeMay on the left wing back, Boland on the right wing back position, Devin Bush at the fullback on a third and 4 from the 34 of North. Von Hayden with LeMay in motion. The give to LeMay, dances to the line of scrimmage, then dives forward, darts to about the 31-yard line, gain of 3, so fourth and short coming up. And again, some of these reserves from Chi High got a little pride here too. You got stopped on fourth and short last time. See if you can punch one in. Xander Neal will sub in for Boland.
Yeah, you can see the potential here of these young guys, and there's a lot to look forward to from this Chi High running back position.
Fourth and 1 from the 31 of North. Cards trying to salt this Big Rivers Conference game away and get their first conference win of the 2022 season. LeMay in motion left to right. They're going to give to the fullback straight ahead, bashing for a first down. I believe that's Devin Bush on the carry, down to the 28. Gain of 3 for Bush. Under 3.5 minutes to go before we hit the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Thank you to Dan and Derek and the crew. And part of our WOGO broadcast all football season. Mason Von Hayden will snap just at about the 3 minute mark. Give off the left side, and a big wallop will actually push the ball carrier forward to the 25. Xander Neal subs out, and LeMay in. Bullet on the carry that time.
Sorry, this is exactly what you're hoping for the Chi High offense. You got the ball at 8:59. They've run over 6 minutes off the clock, continuing to drive, now down to the north 25-yard line.
And North was down 35-7. Punched one in to make it 35-14, and Chi High trying to just break their will with this drive, eating up the fourth quarter as Von Hayden will now crouch under center. And a motion left to right. He finds LeMay. LeMay dancing outside the tackles. They finally bring him down, I think, at about the 20-yard line in the Johnson roll-off red zone. You just can't call Jackson LeMay down until the whistle blows.
Yeah, very elusive runner and a good strength and balance you can see, because he does not go down on first contact whatsoever.
In the Johnson Roll-Off red zone again, Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. On the far hash, it'll be a third and one from the 19 of North, 90 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Mason Von Hayden will let that clock trickle down. And in motion left to right, give to Bush. Bush straight ahead, and Bush off to the races, to the five, to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 19 yards out. Touchdown, Chi High, and there's a palindrome on the scoreboard, 41-14.
Very simple handoff up the middle, and you can tell Chi High was not trying to score there necessarily, just keep the ball and run off the clock, but try telling it to the young running back who's getting varsity chance here, normally playing JV. And certainly they want to score, and their effort was high. Nice job by Bush.
Subi Mason trying to stay perfect on PATs. This will be his sixth. He's 5 for 5. Goodman the hold, the kick straight through, and it's 42-14 Chi High. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Final minute 21 of action. Devin Bush from 19 yards out. The latest score for Chi High. Bush, the 6-foot, 165-pound junior.
Now, I thought before the game that this was going to be a Subi game. A Sublu Mason, the fine Chi High senior kicker. I thought this might be a closer contest and a field goal might be an important kick in the game, but instead it is a big Subi game. 6 extra points, 7 kickoffs. Somebody check on his leg after this game is over.
Going to need to ice that up a little bit. Subi, the left-footed senior, has it on the tee with a minute 21 left. Chi High leading 42-14 over Eau Claire North. Subi will drive it inside the 20-yard line. It'll take a little hop and just settle right down there at the 12-yard line. Picked up by North down the far sideline and up to the 30. Now we have a flag flying on the play, but can we stop for a second and just talk about how good Subi is at just dropping those kickoffs? Dave Check called it like a pitching wedge where it just stops and backs up. It is so hard for the returner to judge what to do with that ball.
He kicked that first one out of bounds, and the rest of them, he kicks them basically between the out of bounds on the left side and the numbers, which is only about a 10-yard slot there to kick the ball into, and he's really perfected that well.
Getting it up, and that is...
Now Chi High has unloaded the bench on the defense of sideline. A bunch of new guys in on the game here to get some varsity experience. Friday night under the lights, even if it's only for a minute or so, you really enjoy getting in on the football game.
Minute 16 left. Hearing that a former member of the Big Rivers Conference, Rice Lake, is locked in a tight one with 9 minutes left, tied with Baldwin Woodville, 26 all. Now a minute 16 left. Oakland North with the ball at their own 16-yard line. Give off the left side, and there's some room to run across the 35 to the 40, and that's a horse collar tackle. And we'll hope the North player is all right. Oh, my goodness. Markel Bearhart, the junior on the carry, and... That was a very clear horse collar tackle, and he went down pretty heavily, and so we're hoping that he'll be able to pop back up shortly. Minute 7 on the clock here at Duray, and again, very thankful that we have not seen any weather delays here. There was a little doubt, at least in my mind. Bearhart again, a carry up to the 45, and then they will march off 15 yards from that. Looks like he's all right. Thank goodness. So Eau Claire North still playing for some pride here. The Huskies headed toward a 1-2 conference record, but again, that 46-game conference losing streak was snapped last week against Superior. The last conference victory they had was against this Chi High team back in 2014 in late September, 27-20.
Hudson now is up 21-0 against Menominee in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Single receivers left and right for Kane. 50 seconds to go. Ball on the 41 of Chi High. Kane delayed give off the right side, picking his way inside the 40-yard line and down to the 36. Some new ball carriers, but that was Cam Olson. About half a minute to go. We'll chat live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich after this one of the Post Glass postgame show. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 16 seconds to go. North will snap it at least one more time here. Single receivers left and right for Jack Kane. Calls for the ball. Delayed give left side. That's Cam Olson. Olson is the left side of the line, and Olson pushing his way down to the 25, then the 24-yard line, and the clock will hit zeros on that final play. Chi High gets their first Big Rivers Conference win of the season, and they are above 500 again at 3-2 and right back in the thick of the playoff race. Eau Claire North falls to 1-4 on the year, and now 1-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. Your final score from a wet Duray field in Chippewa Falls. The Chippewa Falls Cardinals 42, the Eau Claire North Huskies 14. We'll step out and be back after this with the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. We'll have all of your highlights, your Holly Bovey names, you know stats, and a chat down live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. The Cardinals win it in convincing fashion, 42-14. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Alan Dunham down on the field with Victoria's head coach Chuck Rakovich as the Cards win it 42-14 over Eau Claire North. Cards now 3-2 on the season. North falls to 1-4. Again, the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. After our chat with head coach Chuck Rakovich on the field, we'll get to the names you know stats recap later on. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. They are names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The team coming over to the sideline now. Always love hearing the boys sing to the fans as the student section from their Christmas out is lining the fence. Some of these great traditions we have here at Chi High. Cards took the early 7-0 lead. North, after a Cardinal fumble, made it 7-7, and after that it was all Chi High until a late fourth down score from the Huskies. The Cards even responding after that. Nathan Drevis looks like he'll play conductor here. Getting the boys lined up. We'll see if we can get that for you.
And this was right before John died. He's sitting in the chair and he said, the son of a.
All right, we'll see if we can.
Christmas tree out. There's a candy cane. Kodak moments for sure. Here we go.
Go Chippewa High School, fight for victory. With the colors flying, we will cheer you all the way. Hoorah, rah, go Chippewa High School, fight for victory.
Just a fantastic scene as we'll switch mics here and go back to Alan Dunham on the field waiting for head coach Chuck Rakevich. We'll talk with him in a moment. But, Alan, just these boys are having fun. And you know what? It's a lot easier to have a little fun after a win like this.
No question about it. Two back-to-back tough weeks the last two Fridays, and then you come out here and have a victory. It feels really good.
And that Christmas out theme was a lot of fun as well. Alan now will be joining head coach Chuck Rakevich in just a moment here down on the field. This is the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We always appreciate head coach Chuck Rakevich and his time as Alan catches up with him here.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. Feels really good coming off two tough weeks the last two Fridays.
It does, yeah. You know, I don't know. I haven't slept much the past 2 weeks thinking about three plays go our way, we'd be 4-0. And, you know, the kids know that. The kids played their hearts out the past 2 weeks. And I just felt so bad for them. And I'm happy for them tonight that they can celebrate and be happy and get back on the, hey, this is our first win in the Big Rivers this year. So we're happy about that.
I just saw you congratulating Von Hayden, the quarterback who sat behind Braden Warwick for 2 years. Seems like a really composed kid. What did you say to him tonight?
He sees something. So basically, I'll tell you what I told him. I said, you're a great kid. The coaches love you, and Coach Rako loves you. And that's the truth. That's the truth. I don't lie to kids. I tell them the way it is, and I'm just so happy. I'm just so I don't think I'd want to be a million. If I had a choice to be a multimillionaire or millionaire or coach the Chippewa Falls football team, I'd be coaching Chippewa Falls football. I'm telling you why, I just love being around these guys.
Yeah, we're really glad to have you. You went up-tempo tonight, first time that I can recall seeing that. What was the idea behind it?
That was something we saw in film that we thought we could use to our advantage.
It must be hard as a coach to be disciplined with it because you don't do it that often. Weren't sure if it was going to work or not, but you kept with it, so you must have felt confident going in.
Well, if you saw me on the sidelines, I had this yellow pad, and I was writing on it. And what we were doing was we were calling three plays. I'd write the three plays down, give them to Coach Solberg, and he'd have the offense on the side, and they'd have to memorize those three plays, the snap call, and the whole deal, and he did it flawlessly. It worked out very well.
Really great job of coaching tonight, you know, implementing something that you thought would be to your advantage, and it certainly was. And I was just thinking of you. You must have been smiling so much, running plays left, the right, up the middle. Everything was working tonight.
Well, what, you know, football, what makes it work? It's the guys up front.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care how good or fast, big, strong those backs are. If those guys up front aren't doing their job, they're not going anywhere. So, you know, my hat's off the offensive line and Coach Solberg and Coach Lubes. They did a heck of a job this week.
Yep. Congratulations. Enjoy the victory.
I'm going to. I'll tell you.
Always great talking with head coach Chuck Rakevich. Alan Dunham down on the field here tonight with Coach Rako. And you can just, even if you're listening to us on the radio and not watching on the Cardinal TV live stream, you can hear the smile in his voice. And again, we hear it so many times, usually postseason awards, as Coach Rako and Roxy, Coach Rako will say so many times, I don't have kids of my own, but these boys are my kids. They are like sons to him every single year. He truly loves these young men and sure is a lot of fun when you win. We'll take a 3-minute break. Be back with more of the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in three, we've got a lot of highlights for you coming up.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Coming up, we'll get you the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since the year 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Hearing that the Hudson Raiders have dealt Menominee their first conference loss, 21-7. So that Hudson team, again, very impressive so far. They did lose to River Falls, who seems to be sitting in the catbird seat right now in the Big Rivers Conference standings, but still a lot of games left to be played. Our game here tonight, Chi-High 42, Eau Claire North 14. Chi-High now 3-2 on the season. A very jubilant squad down there right now. Let's hear our second half highlights before we get to your stats and break it down one more time with Alan. This is how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports. Alan, and would that just be maybe because a product of the tempo, kind of the positive and negative, that you're just going a little bit too fast sometimes? As Mason Von Hayden back to pass, rolls out right side. He throws it to Drevis. Drevis spins out of one tackle up to the 40-yard line. He's got a first down. That's a big play from the big man.
Yeah, really nice job there. They line up in their double wing, double tight formation. But this time, Von Hayden fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right. And Drevis from the fullback position leaks out into the flat. Good job of the Chi-High defense keeping this drive alive.
Cards now at the 46-yard line. Their side of the 50 leading 21-7. 2 minutes gone by here, third quarter. Mason Von Hayden gives to Drevis. Drevis noses into the line. He pushes past the 50. He's still rumbling inside the 40-yard line and down to the 38. Nathan Drevis running with purpose and passion here in the second half.
Well, great lean forward. Keeps his legs churning. And even though he had his arms on him, they cannot get a body on him to pull him down until he's already past the first down marker. Up number 11. Seeing some really good push there. And the offensive line in general is doing a really great job creating holes.
Second and 8. Chi-High can still get a first down at the 1-yard line. From the 9, Flip left side. That's Mason Howard. Howard turning the corner at the five. Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. His third touchdown tonight. Mason Howard cannot be stopped.
He had a lot of green space there, running to his left, running again towards the pylon. A North defender came up to meet him. He does a spin move and a dive, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm store's 20% discount for you and your parents. Again, every weekday, 10 to 3, walk-in interviews at the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm Distribution Center. Second and 8 for North. High snap. Kane retrieves it. He's hit in the backfield. He's drug down all the way back near the 7-yard line.
Well, a flag came in from the far sidelines. Not sure. I hope this is not some kind of an illegal hit.
Against Menominee last week, Jackson LeMay in particular.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, they were on a torrid pace there. They just ran out of time on that comeback.
Trips to the left, single receiver right. Ball in the near hash, third and 17, they'll call it. Chai High with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with the rain falling, rolling out to his left. Floats it down the middle of the field. He's got a man at the 42-yard line. Makes someone miss. It's a first down for Chai High and still loose. That's Jackson LeMay. He's still going. They can't get him down. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown! Chippewa Falls from 47 yards out.
I don't think there's a way we can accurately describe this without watching it, but he caught the ball at about the first down marker, the 40-yard line, was in a bunch of traffic. Wasn't sure he was going to get the first down, but a North defender pushed him across the 40, and from there, he absolutely was in Crisco. No one could get a hand on him or pull his jersey down, and he was slipping off defenders all the way until he somersaulted over the goal line. A wonderful catch and run.
Is this kid really a sophomore? Von Hayden will let that clock trickle down. And in motion left to right, give to Bush. Bush straight ahead, and Bush off to the races, to the five, to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 19 yards out. And those are your second half highlights as Chi High wins it, going away over Oakland North 42-14, defending the home field well. We'll take one final two-minute break. Be back with your final stats, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Get Allen's final thoughts as well as Chi High rights the ship here at home. Back in two on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
We'll be right back. Finishing up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Courtesy of Chi-High statistician Dave the Electric Penn Hansen, here's your stats for the game. Chi-High with 20 first downs on the night. North with 15 total yards. Chi-High with a 406 to 230 advantage, 406 yards of offense for Chi-High, 320 yards on the ground, 86 through the air. North with 217 yards rushing and 13 passing yards. Chi-High passing 5 of 5 on the night was Mason Von Hayden for 86 yards. Eau Claire North, Jack Kane, 3 for 11 for 13 yards and 2 touchdowns. Receiving leader for Chi-High, we'll hear it, or you actually just did hear it in the highlights, Jackson LeMay, one catch, but what a catch it was, 57 yards on the catch and run. Rushing for North, the leaders, Cam Olson, 12 carries for 66 yards, James Jarzynski with 15 carries, also for 66 yards, and the talented quarterback Jackson Kane with 15 carries for 61 yards in a balanced North backfield. On the other side for Chi-High, one player over the century mark, another very close, as Nathan Drevis led the way, and you got to love that, Alan, that B-back, that fullback leading the way, 10 carries for 107 yards. Doesn't take difficult math to say that's 10.7 yards per carry. You will take that every single night from your fullback. Then Mason Howard, 9 carries for 93 yards. That's also over 10 yards per carry. And then Mason Tester with a modest 6 yards per carry, 8 totes for 48 yards. You love those averages. You love what you got from your backfield tonight.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Coach Solberg, coaching up that offensive line. This was certainly the best that they've looked all season. A wonderful job. So when you see stats like that, it was great individual efforts, great efforts by those running backs, but also it really does start up front, as Coach Rakevich said in the post-game interview. And what stands out to me, too, about some of those runs is how hard they were running, and I don't think a single time they got down on the initial contact. Especially, it stands out to me a couple times, Mason Tester absolutely destroyed guys who came up to meet him. And so very tough to take down these Chi-High running backs, and they were rewarded tonight.
And you were down on the field with Coach Rakevich, and I commented on this after you talked with him. I mean, a jubilant coach, just so happy to get this win, not for himself, not for his record, but for the kids, to see them drop a couple tough games where he told the Chippewa Herald this week, about 3 plays and we might be unbeaten, you know, if things had gone a little bit different. So to see it coming together, and we see Coach Rako now talking with one of his former assistants, Matt McGinnis, who's the head coach at North and doing such a fine job with that program, just to You could feel it, as I said, even if you were listening on the radio, you could just feel that smile in Coach Rakevich's voice, too. I mean, he loves these kids, and to see them put it together and get some success here tonight, just such a great feeling all around.
No question about it. As a fan, it affects you if you win or lose, at least for a couple hours. But as a coach, you just live with that. And as I said, he hasn't been sleeping that much when you're coming off those losses. So when you get a win, your whole week is better. You sleep better. Everything's a little bit brighter. And then you enjoy those practices more than next week. But the reality is, when you get back to it, he'll be watching film, no doubt, tomorrow and Sunday. And then you start coaching these kids again on Monday, and you kind of erase what happened, and you start focusing on your next opponent.
And that next opponent is New Richmond. We will have that game live for you with highlights of this one at 6:35 p.m. live from New Richmond High School next Friday night. Looking forward to that. The weekend is not over in terms of sports coverage here on WOGO, though. Homecoming for Mark Maloney's McDonald Max. They've had a couple straight setbacks in 8-man football, now looking to right the ship against Bruce. That will be a 12:35 p.m. pregame start with Mark Halver and Carter Grill right here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, and also live streaming with WOGO Audio on Max TV. Thank you to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly, and our Cardinal TV partner Chris Perry doing fine camera work, and always great to partner with CFHS Media on YouTube. Hopefully you've hit that subscribe button so you can catch up with all they do throughout the season. So thank you, Dawson. Thank you, Chris. Alan, great to have you up here in the booth, and I believe next week we're at it again, and then we'll see if we get back to a 3-man crew later on in the season. But appreciate you, appreciate Dave Check, and man, we kept you out of the rain here tonight, so that's a plus as well.
Yeah, a lot of fun to broadcast with you, Caleb. Appreciate the opportunity.
Looking forward to more Chi-High football on the road next Friday night. Again, the Cards move to 3-2 on the year, get their first Big Rivers Conference win, and right back in the thick of the playoff hunt. North falls to 1-3. Once again, your final score from beautiful DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls, Chi High 42, Eau Claire North 14. This has been Chippewa Falls Cardinals football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from DeRay.
Chi High football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.